Bill O'Reilly here, Monday, November 15th, 2021. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. Republicans now hold the biggest midterm advantage in 40 years. Vladimir Putin tests the West. Another federal court blocks President Biden's vaccine mandate. A new survey ranks the most miserable cities in the USA. Also ahead, who are these people who think Mr. Biden is doing a good job? But first, new polling from ABC News says 51% of voters now back Republicans heading into next year's midterm elections. 41% support Democrats. That is the biggest advantage for Republicans in four decades. Nearly three quarters believe the country's in bad shape. 62% say the president and his party are completely out of touch. Satellite images show Russia massing 100,000 troops along its border with Ukraine. Putin says there's no imminent invasion, claiming the deployment is a response to NATO. Meantime, Poland sending soldiers to its border with Belarus as thousands of migrants try to cross into the EU. Leaders in Warsaw believe Putin is orchestrating the entire chaos. Secretary of State Antony Blinken warning Russia, quote, do not make a serious mistake in Europe. Not sure Blinken frightens Putin. Federal court in New Orleans halting President Biden's vaccine mandate for private business. A three-judge panel says the White House is, quote, grossly exceeding its authority. Employers sued the administration in September claiming COVID orders violate their constitutional rights. The mandate policy is set to take effect January 4th, but it will not. It applies to all businesses with more than 100 employees. That's about 90 million workers. Roughly 30 million of them remain unvaxxed. Study from Business Insider says the unhappiest places in America could be close to you. Most are located in California and New Jersey. The towns are ranked by crime, addiction, income, life expectancy. Top five most miserable places, Compton, San Bernardino, Camden, Newark, Trenton. The happiest places, Scottsdale, Madison, Honolulu, Plano, Texas. Number one happy place, Burlington, Vermont. That's where Bernie Sanders lives. Wow. In a moment, still supporting Joe Biden? We'll discuss you. Right back.
Hollywood is under siege, covertly compromised by a global adversary. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream to the world is now making nightmares a reality. The American way of life is being censored by the Chinese Communist Party. Some films have scenes completely altered. Other films have lost their funding or been canceled altogether. Some actors have been banned from China for supporting human rights. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in exposing how the film industry gradually lost its integrity on its path to profits. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/Bill. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/B-I-L-L.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day, hanging tough with Joe Biden. They went down with the ship. Incompetence and poor planning doomed them. On April 15th, 1912, around 1,500 passengers and crew died ghastly deaths in the freezing North Atlantic Ocean. The Titanic hit an iceberg, and there were only about 20 lifeboats secured on the vessel, room for 1,178 people. Well, that was a lethal problem, as there were an estimated 2,224 on board. Criminal negligence. The lack of planning led to horror. Today, the United States of America lacks planning in any meaningful way because its president simply is not able to do his job. You know the list. Humiliation in Afghanistan, no prep for supply chain problems, disastrous energy decisions, damaging inflation, open borders. While the confused attorney general threatens parents at school board meetings, thousands are murdered in big city streets. Putin is massing Russian troops on the Polish border, as we just reported. China is salivating over Build Back Better, knowing it will reap billions of dollars in green product buys. In the face of all of that and more, polls say 40% of American adults continue to believe Joe Biden is doing a good job. Now, I divide the daydream believers into three main categories. The largest group will not consume information unless a wildfire is in their front yard. Totally detached from reality, this crew could not care less what happens in their country as long as they can negotiate a Big Mac. The second category is comprised of zealots, progressive fanatics, who, unlike the first group, actually despise America. Black Lives Matter, George Soros, Colin Kaepernick, more than a few commentators paid by NBC Comcast to utter far-left hate gibberish on MSNBC. That group relishes the decline of this country. When Mr. Biden recently said he would finally begin to discuss the corrosive inflation surge with experts, the Bernie Sanders cadre smiled. When the government prints trillions of dollars to cover centralized spending, Joe, inflation will go up fast. Bring socialist Bernie in, he'll explain how worthy that actually is if you want a revolt in the free marketplace. The last crew are the Trump haters. Biden is better than Trump, no matter what. See you at the bottom of the ocean. Collectively, I brand the above-described Americans as the Titanic people because they support Biden's incredible ineptitude and seem to be willing to go down with the ship. Just last week, the president asked rhetorically, "Did you ever think you'd be paying this much for a gallon of gas?" "No, Joe, we didn't. Not until you began destroying the American energy industry on your first day in office. Then many of us recoiled anew." But not the Titanic people. They still don't know, nor do they care. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. For more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com. In a moment, something you might not know.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds, and stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arcseedkits.com, promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. Each year, the federal government takes in a whopping $3.5 trillion in taxes. Despite Joe Biden's pledge not to raise tax rates on the middle class, that figure will rise because of inflation. The country's contentious relationship with taxation goes all the way back to the beginning. After the Revolution, the Constitution gave Congress power to collect money from the general public. The first Fed taxes were on purchases, like tobacco and alcohol. The USA imposed its first income tax following the Civil War, but it was not implemented nationwide until the Revenue Act of 1913. Today, 50% of federal money comes from individual income taxes. The average American hands over 23% of their salary to the IRS. That number drops to zero for the very poor, reaches about 40% for the wealthy. The tax on corporate profits yields 7% of government revenue, a source trending downward in recent years. A whopping 36% of the cash flow to Washington comes from the payroll tax. The IRS takes 15% of your wages to finance entitlement programs like Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. Finally, federal excise taxes, tariffs on goods that have so-called negative consequences on society. Gas, cigarettes, airline tickets, alcohol, that generates 3% of the total tax haul, although I don't know why airline tickets would have a bad influence on society. Maybe it's another green thing. If you think $3.5 trillion is enough to run the federal government, you're wrong. On average, Washington spends $4.4 trillion a year to keep the country going. The USA adds an annual deficit of $900 billion each year. We owe about $30 trillion, if you can believe this. And here's something else you might not know. The total amount of cash you give to the government largely depends on where you live. In blue states like California and New York, the tax man can take 55% of your money. Worst offender, Connecticut. Folks in the Constitution state pay 26 different taxes just to watch TV, including a federal line charge, local number portability tax, even a penalty to rent a remote control. Back after this. Spring is the perfect time to make smart financial moves like getting life insurance to protect your family. Did you know that 46% of Americans expect to leave behind debt? Policy Genius Life Insurance can cover those debts like mortgages, credit cards, car loans, college costs. In our Smart Life segment, understand that life insurance gets pricier with age and work coverage may fall short. Policy Genius simplifies by comparing quotes from top companies and ensuring unbiased advice. Their award-winning agents are ready to assist. So don't wait. Spring into action and secure your family's future. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $292 a year for $1 million of coverage. Head to policygenius.com to get your free life insurance quotes. That's policygenius.com.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.